Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, testing.
Of plants and animals.
Presentation of it. May 23rd, 1982, interviews with Sophie Pletnikoff of Unalaska and her daughter Eva Cherpanoff. Pletnikoff.
My dad got four brothers in Ofanasa and George Brennan and four. That another one I didn't see him. That I see him in the Ofanasa and George Brennan, that's all.
Let me see if this is working.
It's all right?
Yeah.
That another one, my dad is, name's, and June, not June. I forgot that that's my dad's name. This. I forgot my dad's name. This American is a Jew. My dad's name. Is a Jew. Didn't see him. I didn't see my grandpa and grandma. I didn't see him. And I didn't see my grandpa and my mom said, and mama too, I didn't see him too.
Did they die before you were born?
Before you were born, they died. My mama coming in, is coming in here. Is she born in here?
In Alaska.
In Alaska.
Huh.
Yeah. She married in Chernovska. Chernovska is married again, get along with him, two brothers, I guess. That's why he moved for Kusig. Or my family, it's all my sisters, born in that Chernovska, that on the door, is born for Kusig. He's born in that Kusig. Yeah.
What was your mother's? Family
huh?
Name.
Huh?
Who was your mother's family?
My family, my mother and my family are Simon Ilya Sapsnikov. I see him, that's all, Sapsnikov. That is my mama's brother. And maybe got another one, so maybe and die all over me, I guess. And at that time, you know that Sanag, Sonek, I guess. That's the one is always by the ark used for a witch court. My mom is out and it, sometimes I didn't see that my dad in years. Because it's got some witch court, my son, I guess. Sonek, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why my mom is at the witch court. I didn't see my mom's sister too. Maybe got sister, maybe I don't know. That I didn't see that my mom's sister too.
And your mother's name was Olga?
Yes, name is Olga. And I don't know that sister-in-law is same. When I was a teenager, his wife, sister-in-law, I guess. Yes, don't I see. That in Kushiga, got a lot not much did I see him that in Kushiga, you know. And people see, what you call them, that fishing, catfish, and Kalask and all, but in wood, and woman is in the grass, and packing grass, and is burning that. I got no stove, I got no nothing, that's all in there, cooking for it's like a camp, what you call them, stove made it. The children do it. I didn't see anything about the witch curm. The children do it, and sometimes make them home road, drink a little bit. The children see them grow up. I didn't do anything, because they camp sometimes.
Where would they go camping?
You know that camping, you know that on Mac, this side, they got some. And Adley, what's name is Chichilecht, I guess. American, I don't know that. That's the one that's always good at.
On that?
Yeah, for Unmec. This side, Unmec, you know that. Nikorsk, this side got place in there. That's the one that's name is Chichilecht. He always got in camp over there. Fox. All kind of fox and what you call them.
They would take dories over there?
No. By dark.
Oh.
You're using that by dark, that's all. Yeah, winter time, summer time, you do that. That sometimes in Chernobyl, in Kursi, it's not too far. This month or next month, that you're using dory. Just pulling that, which called them that in the morning, but sometimes 6 o'clock is leaving and he's going to the Chernobyl. He'll come back 6 o'clock evening. You're within Chernobyl, visiting Chernobyl, and come back and even at Chernobyl, people do that too. Yeah.
You were born in Chernovsky.
I'm born in Chernovsky.
Can you remember anything about Chernovsky when you were a little girl?
I'm small, I guess. I'm small, tiny, when I guess I'm taken to the Kushiga. I don't know that anything about.
Yeah. Did they ever say why they left Chernovsky?
Huh?
Why did they leave Chernovsky?
The children.
When they closed the village, when they all moved away, that was later, after you left.
After that, I had half a dream, just like that, of half a dream, so my daddy died. After my daddy died, my uncle, that Ilya Sapsnikov died, was staying in Magusin, you know. And my dad died. And Magusin, and I took him to the Magusin, my old family. I'm still about a year, I guess, is going to back to Kusig again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The time in Kustas and Kustas and Arsenis family, I see him still that Kustas grandpa. Yeah, I can even place to go with my kids stay with that mom. It's some place old lady stay with them. Old man working. Grasses. Cleaning house and what you call them that. Grass and it's not in a mud house, you know that it's not that this kind of house. Mud house, all of them. Yes, my cousins decided to ignite it's outside the other camps in Magusa. They got no windows up there, got holes and up there is using the windows. Oh, shame up there.
What did they put over them? Steel?
Yeah. No, they make them all up there at night time, close them in outside.
Okay.
And, I got no gas, got no lighting, using that, some people are using that, and sparks, fart corners, make them, that cloth, which called them, they're using it, not them using it.
Was that Volcano Bay, or
Makushi?
Makushi. Okay.
Yes.
The other side is Volcano Bay.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of way that the site is got some place to that Kandre, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And working.
Yeah.
It's Kandre.
Yeah.
It's working over there, I guess.
You told me a couple of days ago the Aleut name for Kululiak Bay.
Yeah, that for that's the one show in Kusig.
Yeah.
It's this side got little camp in there.
Mm.
It's Mrs. Miller Dad's camp. This side is in Kulilik's Bay.
What is that in Aleut?
Huh?
In Aleut?
Ita. This side is Nukmada. That Miss Miller Dad's campus name is Nukmada. In Hollywood. They're walking in sometimes big lakes for the using doors and landing and outside and walking and go over there and Miss Miller Dad's camp. And the walk in the good Kusig, which curb. They got the summertime boy got a lot of strawberries. Lot of strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
One time, white people make him candy dough. I say, Mrs. Candy dough. Catfish, I guess, the people are working in this. Boy, big make him town not like this is nice, that could elect be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One time, Mrs. Nan, make him I see him in there, that big candy, catfish. Yeah, catfish working on that over there. That's why my brother is small, I guess, that small is the one make him our this guy and make that in. Packing lumbers and Kusig, make him a house, this guy, my brother. Yeah.
From
Kulelik Bay. Yeah, Kulelik. Yeah.
Who made the church? Who built the church at Kishiga?
Huh?
Do you know who built the church?
I don't know. I don't know that building maybe long time people.
What was the name of it?
Not, Zobrazinia, I guess. Zobrazinia. At that time it's Bears holiday, Zobrazinia, that August. That's August 6th. They always have a birthday that. That's a Kusig church. My brother is working in the Nern Kusig church. And George Brennan is in a reading Kusig church. Did I not see him?
I saw pictures of it. It's a beautiful church.
Yeah. Mm. I see him as, I got the picture of George George's in inside.
Mm-hmm.
Just brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I see him. Sometimes, you know, which, sometimes I'm dreaming that it's not big, it's not really big. My daddy died. And my good took him to the old family. It's big a little bit, now it's going back to Kusig again. Yeah. And see, I got not much all over us in any place to go. Fish are working that wood, packing wood. The children say they got no fun.
Were there sea lions down there?
Yeah, a lot of them, all kinds.
Yeah.
All kinds of sea lion and there and all kinds of fish and red salmon and silver salmon and humps, all kinds. Both of them gushing and magushing, even a Chernoshka too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chernoshka and that fold. And I got to decide I got a lot. Is that this side got some salt water, big ones. That side got salt waters too, in a hold. And the fishing coming down for by the beach by yourself. And some people is all but the catfish using that stick it in and heat them and kill it and take them home and cook it. That's more time.
What about octopus?
Huh?
Octopus?
Sure, there's any kind of fish in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the octopus to everything is in there.
Hmm.
Yeah. It got good basket grass, I got some now. It's spoiling everything now. The white, early good grass is much nice and white now. And what's called before I got it, that's why my mama make lots of basket in there. It's no more not horses, cows, and what's called Mr. Arnold, all kinds.
Yeah,
no grass now.
Yeah.
Even at Kusig to do that, I guess, too. Mm. Even at Kusig to got some lots of grass in there now. Long, just like it. Rough few long grasses that then people summertime mix my dry fish and I leave it for my fishing house make it for grass and what you call them that they all got no draining comes and making that grass and make them cover. In summertime, it's wintertime, you should do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Lots of people listening, not money, and I got no water running. That always pack that water in the creek all the time. Now, in one time, it's middle and then Kusig is making pump, which is called made. I didn't see that in Chernobyl, got no creek too. No creek in another. There's some kind in rocks, make a bush corn that dig it in water, what's it called?
Like a spring?
Yeah, fresh water, I guess. Just one in the door. It's too far. Yeah, I see him in there. They don't want to make that is good. They got the both of them, I got lots to eat in over there now, and in over there in the winter time, and winter time. Packing wood and packing water. I see him in there. Some kind of make that water, what's it called? And long ones make a milk with a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of guy that they use for.
No.
I I don't know.
One time you told me what it was called.
Yeah. I forgot that name, saw that.
Girl. We have it in that cuttlefish book.
Yeah. It's like that fish hook down there. Down there, that's the way we mix much good, that the water, caring water sometimes.
What would they do if somebody got sick?
Huh?
If someone got sick?
I don't know, that. Just a lot of them sick, no help, no doctors.
Nobody
help that, the people sick.
Hmm.
You know, that sometimes, not in the winter times, some kind early with medicine is for grass, it's just the winter tool, and using for no help, no nothing in there. Even in Kushi, no help. Now we see people in Lekka got lots of doctor around any kind, and the Kushi's people didn't do it. Yeah, Kushi and Chernobyl people, that's why it's here. All people, both, all of them died, you know, no help.
Why did Cornelius and Kudrin and George Berenin, why did they go back to Chernobyl, to Kashiga after the war?
Because you were about the 2 towers, the one let broke, that can help, but that is broken more now. There's nobody living in there. We're about in Kosega Church, that's why back to after war, it came back to Kosega, that I can help, but nobody living in there. All what's coming is now. Yeah. You think it's in the same down here, you know, that green color? Just the one in Kushig, on top of that, what's it called?
Yeah,
the
top of it.
Yeah, that's my brothers make that. Yeah, can't help it. That's why.
I went out today and got some plants and some other things here. You know what this is called? It grows on the beach.
That grows on the beach.
Yeah.
That I don't know. That his name is bushes. You know that in bushes and in birds bushes.
Uh-huh.
I call him only good in the chief. Cheap belt all the time. That
cheap belt?
It's a cheap belt. call him that same and then bushes all the time that this one. That black one, the same. You know, there's a lot of things here in the shape. Took and built it that. Chacho. He built the coal mine adequate in Chacho. Yeah. Just that water is leaked net more still eeks.
In Aleut it's called?
A water.
Okay.
Yeah.
The barnacles?
Yeah. Oh, knickers. I don't know, nearly good name. Oh, this one, this guy, and I got some in it. Although that the same on the beach is what's it called? That's name, this guy, and you see him in the rock and the bay, the beach. Shulwarech. Call him that. Shulwarech. This guy.
Yeah. They get big sometimes.
Sometimes it's big too. Mm-hmm. Some of them it's big too, that kind. Mm-hmm. Are you today go out in today?
Yeah, I went.
Where's Chotla?
The
clams in Golem, that's Chotla. and I live with his name is Tuffler.
Ah.
Yes, in Climbs. What's the name?
Little Snail.
The name is Little Teapot, it's Nico Feniker.
Ah, Little Teapot?
Then Teapot and Nico Feniker. So I look at the oldest name, that old, that Little Teapot and then Nico Feniker. Nico Feniker. It's all for killed, it's Chanika.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Pot Skurmada in Osso.
Osso.
Uh-huh. It's all the time, it's all the good names. And,
this is that bubbly seaweed.
Yeah, Umiyak. Umiyak. Well, it says this name is this guy. Mama couldn't, some of them is make that lots of them, some of them is big. Mama say, always say fishing that was fishing that which go, you know that fishing. I forgot the name, you know that grain and
fogey.
Yeah, fogey. He always eat them that guy and take them over and by the beach and eat them. He said, eat them this guy.
The Chinese caps.
Chinese cap.
Uh-huh.
Chusach.
Chusach.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the name for the seaweed?
When this Umiyak. Umiyak.
Bill Japanoff said you could cook those.
Yeah? Yeah, I don't know. Never tried that.
Me neither.
Never tried that.
But you said you could.
No.
And
then
here.
Yeah.
The blue mussel?
Wajigig. Yeah. Wajigig. Oh boy, she's good and take them one time and take them off that old, take them off that by the beach down here in Agnes Beach. Boy, big ones and take them out and kill them and fry them. And boy, taste them good that.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah. Chosa. I don't know that this one's green one is that some people is in and what's called is it was him in by the beach. Some old lady and old man scrape it and use a spoon, scrape it in the wash them in wash and what's called is that. And wash them and cook it in pot for sell oil and eat them. Yeah, I see them. What's going to go umiyak?
Umiyak. That's the kelp?
Yes, it's umiyak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brown kelp.
Yeah. Umiyak.
Yeah.
It's good. It tastes good that they always eat our shakes and we eat with them this guy.
Oh.
It's good that like the stuff. Yeah.
I think that's all I have
in
there. Don't know this one.
Hey, Mikey, what's new? That's the one of the green stuff.
Yeah, it's little tiny, like feathers.
No. I don't know. I don't know that this one. Eko. I live with its name is Eko.
Those darts,
yeah, the green stuff, let me see me. That's the one is in Hollywood's name is Eko.
Ah.
That's why it's scraping and cooking. And you see cooking.
Uh-huh.
So one time it's in the kitchen, all time in the kitchen, some clink it is. How come that make him smoke it in a lot of meat, that smoke it in put them in a can and smoke it, a lot of meat. How? I don't know without the smoke it, you need them. Like the one old lady, she makes some darts, the one is learn that the ish come over, she clink it to a lady, I guess. Just the one is learn that, make a marcus and say that, make a marcus and then what?
That's probably not good.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, the plants from the beach.
Yeah.
And I got some by the lake.
Yeah.
Plants are busy.
Yeah, I'm always busy. Right. Sounds for a while.
Yeah.
You wrong.
Yeah, good. This is, I numbered these. This is number two here. This one you know.
Petrushkis. Petrushkis.
Yeah.
You smell them good in cooking for the red salmon.
You want those.
Petrushkis. Not like with the onion.
Ah.
Boy.
Good with the fish. Didn't I use cook for gravy, too?
For gravy?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I cut this from here and chopped this up.
Making Philman's wife.
It's not hop off anymore.
Sure,
go off use that too. It's good with gravy.
Yeah, it's making salad too.
Yeah.
That Philman's wife used to make him salad all the time. That is quite
good.
It's good.
Really good.
Yeah. There's some people in winter time, and some people only.
But I don't like them. Dry, put it away. I don't like them.
It's not
I like them that way. This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them new ones.
It tastes funnier than
yeah.
fresh.
Yeah.
A lot of people have them in a jar or freezing. I tried that. I didn't like it.
I had some tea made out of dried ones, and they used it like tea, you know, poured hot water on it.
Was it good?
It was okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll never try that. That was for tea.
Now this is number six. This is
Kumelier.
Kumelier.
It's Kumelier. They call him Kumelier.
It's a strong
butchkis. Strong butchkis.
Like yeah.
But my mama's in a sick, I got no something to use it down here in which
did you ever see that the bottom of it?
The root.
So long time people used to use that for medicine. Cut them and put them in a pot and boil them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Threw the juice away and just that hot.
Oh, put the hot root on.
Hot all over rubbing it. It's medicine. Hell with medicine.
Yeah, they would medicine. Those kind of sinners that oil and people of oil, they don't got no butchkes, I guess. Some people are searching butchkes down here and people of oil, I guess, this guy. That's all. And eat them too.
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to eat them, that just like butchkis, and eat them too. She couldn't bake.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
eat them too.
Okay.
I'll put these back in here so I keep them.
Yeah, they're good medicine. Just eat them too.
This is number one, the fern prawns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the fern that grows out to be a big fern, but in the springtime, they're curled up like that, tight, and they uncurl.
Yeah.
But people didn't eat them or anything.
I don't know, maybe.
First time I saw that.
The first time I saw that.
I've
cooked
them, eaten them, and they're good.
Did this one? Oh.
Yeah, you break them off like right here, and you just cook this part when it's rolled up tight.
Cook them with what?
Just like boil them or steam them.
Just
like
the way
it
is?
Vegetable, yeah.
Oh.
And then they're good like if you put a cheese sauce on them or something like that. Yeah, they're real good.
But never try it.
Before they get too big.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd never try in my life.
So much for that one.
you just did that in Bither and Mary, you read that this kind of.
Let's see. Ah, here's one that has a name I can never pronounce. This is number five, Jarl.
Ulknerdigach, that. That the Nikorsky people in Sicken got cold, they come out just chewing that and swallow up the juice, that is kind. It's in a long time people got something, some kind of lumps, I got some that put them in hot water, grasses, make them out, make them steam for this one too.
Is that one also called furry plant, fuzzy plant? The name you said is the name that I've heard, but Sergei Savarov called it fuzzy.
Yeah?
Fuzzy or furry.
Oh.
It's like sea otter.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Changatuda.
Yeah.
It's a really good name, I guess. This guy. Changatuda. That Nikorsky's name too, Changatuda, I guess. This guy.
Yeah.
But
here it's called that other name.
Buchnerdig.
Yeah.
My cousin people is in Nikolsky guys is in Changato.
It's a little bit different to us, Nikolsky.
Yeah.
Some words.
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as it's the same plant.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. You want these?
What's that?
Petrushki.
Petrushki, sir.
Yeah. I picked a lot of those. This is number 3, the Narcissus anemone.
Flower, white flower, eh?
Yeah.
White flower. It did is only 2 weeks later, she goes after a while, the doll died like this.
Yeah, they don't last too long.
No,
they're
no.
Pretty. They smell good too.
Yeah.
You have those other kinds too? Those long ones like?
They're not out yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all green?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have roots that you can eat, huh? They're supposed to have roots. I've never tried it. But they're supposed to have roots that you can eat.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of them?
Got it on my list.
Who told you that?
This is Sergei again.
Oh.
Another time he said Chosh.
We call him Cholas Nudin.
You're Chachitkach.
Yeah.
You know that Chachitkach. His name is just like that cooking, that just like that smil peter like this.
Oh, yeah.
They just took on this wrong day, people need for the sale oil.
Yeah,
boy,
you
could look at like this.
But you call it what, Eva?
Cholasnud.
Cholasnud. No, this name is Smil Cooking, that is Smil Peter like this.
Yeah.
You eat them. Another one, Makars, you know, check it, just like that, and saranach. Saranach.
Did that have a different name?
Yes, it's saranach.
Just saranach. No other name.
No, just in Czech.
Sarana is a Russian name, I think.
Yeah.
I think Clara Golagoth cooks those by steaming them with the puchki leaf on top, putting them in the pan and putting the puchki leaf over. That's what I heard. Let's see, this one is number four. This is a gold thread or gold root. This has little yellow flowers. Yellow flowers, and it grows...
By the beach?
No, by the cliffs or by the lake, not by the beach.
Yeah. That I don't know that they named that those kinds. The same that I didn't see anything about this one.
Yeah, it has a yellow flower.
Yeah, check the lady. That his name is raining raincoat.
Oh, those are the other ones, huh?
Yeah.
The rain flowers.
Mm, yeah.
The buttercups.
Yeah. Yeah. This name is Chichtalesach.
I think this is a plant, this gold thread, that the Chinese wanted to buy. I remember a long time ago, they wrote a letter to someone here, and they would pay 50 cents a pound for the rips, but it would take hours and hours to dig up a pound of rips. They had to be dry, so... this is number 21.
You let me borrow that for steam bath.
Shikshikach. That's a shikshikach, that the steam bath. Shikshikach. The smells so good, that shikshikach. Yeah.
So you get long.
Yes, by years and lots of them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, smell good, that. You know that long time because long time people mix some steam bath. That you know that bear's bushes, just to pull it and with bear bush, make them steam bath and cook. Boy, it smells good like that. I like with steam bath, cook some. Blackberry bushes.
Oh, the blackberry bushes.
Yeah, bushes.
The moss
Yeah. It's my cooking for steam bath. Boy, it smells some good like this too. Even sometimes I got the wood and used for a house too. What kind?
Okay, this is number
21. Look me here.
Basket grass?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's very short.
Yeah. You know that this kind is, tree for list. I see him in that,
These are kimmukul.
Kimmukul.
John used this for a bath. You know, this. They have them up there in the lake, a lot of them. She spritz them. Spritz them and put the wood stick on the front. They call them kimpak. John knows this.
Just
the kind man uses. You
stay bad and use
this, and you keep them outside, and they get brown.
And
then use them for batting.
Yeah.
I don't know this one though.
That's I don't know.
The top of this.
Oh, yeah, this one top of them, I guess.
They have those over there in that lake, a lot of them, sometimes.
Right over here, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, that's small. You know, it's danger that you pick from here.
By the creek old time, you know that old grass is the kuchkorum, that old ground that, like this side too. Some people make a basket grass too that is stronger than a basket. What's
it's
called,
strong,
Misha?
Yeah. It's like water.
That
grass is.
Yeah, used for basket grass too.
Yeah.
My mom is used. Never try that. That was kind.
Let's see. These are hard because all the plants are so small. This is number 12. It's a wild geranium. It gets blue flowers.
Yeah, you know, I know it. That blue flower is his name,
no,
is
sir. Chalot.
No, Gorgi Kofi. George Kofi. Kofi. That the down here, you know, that this medicine to, I got medicine to this
when
guy.
When something can't heal up, you use it that.
My
daughter
that
has sore throat, Virginia, like when it's St. Mary's. She had a very bad sore. My mama picked that up and let him gargle. And she got okay a couple of days.
A couple of days,
good,
sure.
But she couldn't eat no more. Akitan couldn't eat no more. Him and Luca was looking for those.
Yes.
George
Coffey. George Coffey. His name is
Kofiungi.
Kofiungi.
And you make tea out of the leaves, huh?
No, never. Never make him tea that. This guy, just bottom, what you call him, just for use for medicine.
The root.
Yes, the root.
Yes, my, I'm using to it that every time something look again, what's going again, all right, you boil them and then cleaning the root and the mud cleaning, used for what's going on. It's all right, quick, it's dry. Mm. Yeah, and it's a medicine.
Yeah.
This one.
I think in English it's called St. George's Spear. I don't know why.
My language is George Coffee. It smells some good, it's got flour, it smells some good to flour, that's good.
Yeah. Does it matter what time you pick the leaves? I mean the roots? Summertime?
Summertime, they get longer. Flowers.
Buttercup out of the water.
It's coming already? Boy, cool weather is coming already, eh?
Yeah, just a couple of them at the head of the lake there in that corner.
I always call them yellow flowers.
Yellow flowers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Used to.
You see those bare summertime, like something like that.
Yeah, watermelon berries? No.
You call them watermelon berries?
Are they
tongue-toothed? They call them tongue-toothed.
Tongue-toothed.
Yeah.
Yeah, tongue-toothed.
They're on the bushes, like, a lot of them.
Yeah. But they sort of round,
it's
they're
all
long.
They call them tongue too.
Tongue.
I would just think of that when I saw.
Mm.
Yeah.
This one is poison. You can cook it. You can cook the leaves. You can boil them on the stove, and when you boil them, it kills the poison, and then you can eat them. But you don't put any cover on it. You leave the cover off.
Yeah.
Because if you put the cover on, then the poison is in the steam and goes up and comes back down into the water.
Yeah.
I did it once. It was good. It was like spinach.
You did?
Yeah, a long time ago. Still okay.
Yeah. It's the one time you see them that the bushes is some kind, what you call, like cap, that what you call. And, I don't know that name, that some people is just in cook it and eat too, I never try that, those kind.
Mm. On the beach?
No, just bushes in berries bushes, you know, that just like cover that hot girl. And some of them is white ones, some of them is brown ones, I see them in the bushes.
Yeah.
Some people, some people are starting to cook it and eat it.
Yeah.
It never tried my blade. Not.
I don't know.
Well, some days go not cheap.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is number 8, the wild rhubarb.
Well, I like those.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like a...
Alungoyak. Alungoyak is not a good name. It's Alungoyak.
Like a Putski spin. When I was a little girl.
Alungoyak.
I used to cut these leaves and make homebrew.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, that's before long time people, it's so something like that, something broken again, all right, they use for this guy for a cutter that, which called
him? The little...
Cutter that.
As a band-aid
or
cover
that. It's like some people cut them something again, all right.
Right at the base of the plant, the fleshy thing at the base.
I'll never try that, those kinds. Yeah. Alungoyak.
That's the same one. This one's number 9. This one is... this is the... Uva Ula or something, it's a little berry. It has...
Look!
This is...
Are you already?
The flowers are... This is from last year, I think. Leftover,
see.
Ullegen. Yes, Ullegen, that
we
is good.
Ullegen.
You see, winter... Winter berries, that is good. It's always in the bushes and then.
Always red, all winter.
All winter.
They're hard.
And put them in the hot water and put them sugar in the boy, taste them good too.
Yeah.
I like that, it like this.
But I don't know this one, I
knew. In a
long
time,
you know that? Yeah, it's the same one. These are just the blossoms, and then these were left over from last year.
Yeah. In long time people that, pick them in the winter time, in summer time, Albert's stomach and some catfish stomach make that, American cheese and stinky cheese, just like that, and fish eggs, put them in and Albert and catfish, hang them outside. Just hanging them outside the fish house and make them stink. Sometimes this kind of mix it up, make them salt like this. Boy, ain't eating that, this kind for them. Boy, it's stinking. Yeah? Winter time. Eat them.
When did you pick those up lately?
Just this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I walked around the lake.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's just like wind cool as you grow up already.
Yeah, it's starting to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is number 20, the willow. Let's see, willow.
You picked it up from by my house?
And then you've got that big tree.
They have that by my house.
I don't know that, those kinds. I never see that. I see them outside. I don't know that name, those kinds.
Okay.
These kinds.
What'd you call them? You had a name for it?
No, I don't know, pussy willows? Or I think they're from alders. Alders or willows, I'm not sure which.
Yeah?
But, no, I don't have any Aleut name for it.
But yeah. Yeah.
Oh. This is number 7.
Wait, that's the one is on. It's in the water, isn't it? What you call them? That Aleut's medicine,
mm-hmm.
You know? And every time the people is sick, really sick, I got her like this and cook it, and then water, let them drink it. That's not too strong. Isn't it not too strong? To let them drink a little bit, that's just kind. His name is Aleut, his name is Alexis.
Oh, well. For hard breathing.
Hard to breathe, you know, that people say hard to breathe. Not the strong.
This is what Irene used to pick for Andrew.
Andrew, this guy on the other side, the number there, you know. Didn't make a stroke that they always used it for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not breathe, people is not breathing good, that guy. Mm-hmm. Not the stroke. His name is Aleut's name is Alexis. Yeah. Yeah.
That was number 7.
The old waste this morning, eh?
You waste a plastic bag.
I ran out of plastic bags. I didn't know there'd be so many plants out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, we haven't. Chief built that. This name is Chief built this. Chacho built that, he says. That's the one same kind. Chief built
right,
like
this.
Sometimes it's used, sometimes it's decorated for 2 hours to this guy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, and it's using that. And it's Aleut, his name is Chief built, he says, Chacho. Yeah.
Did they ever make tea out of it?
I'll never see that.
There was one account that said that they used to... I don't have it here. I can't remember what it was called.
Me too. Really good name is it said, like the chief built all the time, not this kind.
English, yes. I think they call it Devil's Belt.
Oh. Yeah. Devil what?
Devil's Belt.
No, Devil's Belt. Oh, yeah. This one. The Devil Belt, that. Yeah, I forgot. Devil's Belt. Tuku Tachongi. Tuku Tachongi. And his name is Tuku Tachongi. Yeah, this one.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a lot of things.
Oh, now, this number 15. Is it Amin?
Huh? Amin? Amidogit. I call him Amidogit. Amidogit. No, there you use for the cut the toy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This guy.
That's what I had heard.
Yeah, it's hurting.
With like fox oil.
Yeah. Amidogin. They call him Amidogin like this. This guy. Yeah. Aleut's medicine.
Lots of it.
Lots of them. Aleut's medicine. Yeah.
And number 10, the licorice fern.
What's your name that? There's no always in it. And what you call him that in it?
You remember that John that used to be here, the Eskimo guy, about a long time ago? Shortly after I got here, 65. And he rode a motorcycle up the valley. And he rode his motorcycle into a cow one time. He worked for Chokes when they started their ranch, and he was from up north.
I don't know that name in Riley, but I forgot all about that. I know it.
What do you think of it?
In Hollywood's names. I know, I forgot it. And then sometimes you use for both too, just going to. Yeah.
He used the roots. He would dig up the roots and peel them and make a tea out of them.
Mm-hmm.
For like arthritis or rheumatism.
No.
It was sort of licorice tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some used for some for cotton doses, hardly which is medicine to this one. I don't know, I forgot all about that. I just got
Lixis, no?
No, 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 no. What you gonna go to the Knight Lixis, Nim Nichten?
This is the black. Lichen number 14. Whoops.
It
grows on rocks.
Yeah, and I see him on top of the rock or this kind. I don't know what the name of that is. I see him that I don't know that name. That's what it didn't tell him about that this kind. Yeah.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I saw a movie one time in Canada. It was made in Canada. They made soup out of it.
Gee.
They stick to the rock?
Yeah.
It's not echo, isn't it?
No, it's not echo. It's not echo. That echo maybe it's an old, you know, that the green stuff that
well,
is a long time.
This is the other moss. Number 13.
You should suffer a little touch going machine and I don't know that the name of that is.
It's more dry, this kind you need them, but I like them.
Yeah.
I like them. One time. So it's going to let me try some, you know, in Anchorage Hospital. It's something like this. It's dried and peace, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I liked it.
Ah.
I thought it was something like that. You know, they told me they stick to the rock and they get them off the rock and dry them up.
Probably the same thing, huh?
It must be. Nobody liked it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
That I don't know that I see him in rock that this one is that some people are you know that some people are then cooking and some people have got some brick that you, and got sores in the head and you let them you just kind of say just dried and dried for the month after eat like I got sore skin, which call them that I used for this kind, make them dry and then put them on top of the which call them got sore skin again, no right. Yeah.
That's silver moss.
The one time my mama do that for me, you know that I got some people like I got the sores in which corner that. It's like that this one. I'm playing with another girl, so I got some that I told them don't use that kerchief for that your son is another which comes. I'm playing with the know that I got this guy in and that I got sores in up there. And up there is it. And again, all right, again, you know that shotgun and powder, that mix it up, it's let me, your boy, I'm jumping and crying that. No, I got sores in a potato cage for somebody, I guess. Yeah. let me use boy and jumping and cry. After that is no more now. Mm. Yeah.
They used this, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Using too. They're using this guy, and he didn't try, he didn't get no right, he's gonna be all, the mom is just in time, it's make more right, maybe some, he got both heat and all over. Yeah, mom is just in time, he's using that gun as a powder, mixing it with shotgun powder. Yeah, use that, this guy, not to try that, this guy, it's not all right, it's the other one, made bold, that's why I'm using the powder to mix them all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they tried this first and it didn't work?
No, it didn't work right.
So they used
Oh, he broke. Putschke. Yeah, all the putschke, sir.
The number 17, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the putschke?
Yeah. Boy, it's nice and smelly now. Mm. Boys, I like that pitch because I like this. Boys, smell them good and come.
That's that old pitchy from last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it called in Aleut?
Saakuda. Saakuda. This one. Saakuda. This is
good to eat.
It's good to eat for sale oil. It's getting big.
Yeah.
I get chocolate, you know. Yeah. Mm.
I like them with meat and
still
soft on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You make them salt, too, that chocolate, and cut them and then petroleum, and mix it up, and boy, and salt, boy, neat, like this, too, is good, too.
Does it have another name?
Yeah. Oh, that the putchkes is na bushes is na what you call them that? Na done up tootha. And saakodam that name is saakodam tootha.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
This is number 18, the fireweed shoot.
Flower looks like flower, that which grows.
It grows up to be fireweed?
Yeah. It's flowers. It comes down. You know that this kind of flower is in a purple color of flowers. Mm-hmm. You know that in the good grow. That's the one. That's the one they say it's not coming, the flower
right.
Yet.
Yeah.
It's not coming, the flower yet, you know that. It's good to look like this. And then maybe some people is, what you call them, Makarasach, that, you think that Makarasach down here, you know that, his name is Makarasach, you know that, and rise, just like the dries bottom. You know that's the one is a flower one. Yeah.
What do they call this one?
Makarasa.
Oh.
That stone. It got no name that the Makarasa in the bushes that this one is my bottom got Makarasa down here.
The root.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is this one ever called a lake flower?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, because I mixed up on one plant. I have to wait until they blossom, I guess. But, and I don't have it here, I guess. There's something that's called a lake flower, like high lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime, when it gets longer, you should dig them down to the root.
Yeah.
I think they have that white little something. I don't know.
Hmm. What do they call the iris flower?
Huh?
Iris? Wild iris? Do you know flower, tall, thin leaves.
This
is purple or pink. There weren't any of those out yet. And this is the last one, the horsetail, number 19.
I didn't know that. This one is just like beach, that this one.
But it's by the lake.
It's pretty. It's nice one. It's like beach, that which
like
one.
Warm.
Yeah.
It's like warm, that this one. I didn't know that name, that this guy.
Okay.
This guy. It's nice one. It's mixing my earrings, that this one. It's good. Didn't bother on those kinds.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
We used to make whistles out of them, because they'll come apart like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then we used to break them off here and then press them down here. When they're bigger.
Yeah.
And they make a whistle.
Yeah. You're smart if you... I'm only good at some of know you. You're smart about it.
We call them horse. Grow all over, I guess.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, you're some of them, I don't know, you're smart, but not. How many years since then, and I decided in a good place?
Me? How many years?
Yeah.
Almost 18.
18 years?
Almost 18, yeah.
Yeah.
August, I guess.
Yeah.
The first time when you was down there, Johnny said that that was my first teacher.
That's right.
Yeah.
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 Took my first teacher.
A lot of changes now, though, aren't there? Mm-hmm. All the mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Some kind is a good American medicine for making stomachs work and that. That green, what's called, some of them is three sleeves, some of them is four sleeves. That's name is only good, it's Nosen Chihuahua, and then outside. Mama used to be stomach troubles, and I can't go to the bathroom. That and let me take them over the bottom, that's what you call them, sis. And let's cream them and wash them and cook. It's not cook it, and put them in that clean clothing. Let me like this, and the little tiny, what you call them, that and eat them. Now the stomach is working, it feels better, like this. And outside too. Mm. Yeah.
Now, Eva, was she saying the root? The root of that plant?
I'll let you see some days.
Okay.
Yes, it's good for the medicine for stomach too. Mm. You see, some people, some pillars are stuck at. That those kind of took about, it's not stuck at right away, an hour ago, boy, go to the bathroom passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see him some days.
Okay.
And by the creek. Some of them you see, Aligut's name is Norton Togadach. That Aligut's name. Lots of things, you know, what you call them, that Ramarska. You know that Ramaska got to mix them tea sometimes, the stomach is dry, make them soft that dry.
Mm-hmm.
Not too strong, a little bit, and then make stomach inside dry, mix them with corn too. Yeah. The American knows that, maybe try to make medicine, you don't know about it, that's quite. Mm-hmm. Riley would just medicine, lots of them, and not summertime, not the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, summertime. Yeah. Well, Lily would have got lots of things in outside it. But since the barn was still, it's getting old, it's still look at the young now. Yeah.
I know what I should ask you. I should ask you about the parts of a sea lion. You know, what you use different parts of the sea lion.
See, like, lots of that, almost all of them have been used for something that sea lion got.
You ever seen sea lion got braided with a seal lubber?
Once, I think, yeah. I think Amphesia one time was cooking some.
Not sea lion. Not seal girl. What you call him that they cook and clean it and using that fat when it's in cook it, boys are like that. The seal in mine that just using for what you call him that mix them ring good for all seal line. But so see big boys, is big sea lion got the sun and right and cut it boys about that little what you call them that?
About 3 inches.
3 inches. Yeah. Just the ways I like them, I didn't get it.
Mm.
Boy.
You cook. When you take the skins off and cook it, I made one last time.
Yeah.
I just tried it. I just guessed and do it because I know Anissa used, McGarson used to show me and I forgot all about it.
Hmm.
So I cooked it, really cooked in that. Come off from the bone, then I grind them. Was here, I do with my, I grind them and I grind the onion. And I'm toast the bread and I grind them with it. What I use? I cooked boiled eggs and I didn't grind them, but I was cutting the pieces. And I left that juice. I didn't dump the juice. I left the juice on the side.
Mm.
And it was too thick because you know, this is the first time I did it. I should put more juice in that.
Mm.
And I was going to put peas in it, but. I just skipped that piece and I just mixed it up with I don't like to eat that yellow stuff like that.
The corn?
No. Anyway, I mixed that up, then I dump it in a pan, long pan, then I dump that juice in it and I just put it in the fridge. Just kind of a little jelly, they call them stew dinner.
Uh-huh.
I just made it my...
Was it good?
Uh-huh.
Boys, good luck
and
this
too. I sent them over to my daughter Julia,
uh-huh.
And he called me back and, what is this, Mama? What did you send me? So Lottie was here and I told him to take this over. My mom was sick to that thing. And she called me and said, what is it, Mom? And we had a big party here right now. Said Lottie and... Your sisters, Alice, Simi, and some other guys, I don't know. We liked it, and we want a name of it. I said, mm-hmm. Stew dinner. Okay, Mama, wait, I'll get pencil and paper. He wrote it down. And he said, I didn't know your Mama, you can make it. I just make it anyway. And they want me to make second one, but I never seen that. So I never, I'll try it yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Curry, I mix it up.
Okay.
Yeah, because it really tastes
good.
Yeah.
Just like jello.
That's the way Auntie Pella used to make them. But I never tried it because I never have a time. And this I just didn't want to fool around with. I didn't want to hang them outside. But I always like them boiled. You know, we always put it in the freezer, you know, boiled.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, somebody asked me, some of my kids asked me, and I told them I didn't know. Oh, Peter, my grandchild Peter, said he had some from somebody's before in Yucatan when he was fishing. And I told him, I didn't know, huh? I'll try him someday. Oh, yeah, Peter was over there, too, that time. And he sure liked it.
Yeah.
And you cook the heart, you bake the heart.
You fry him.
Yeah.
Liver.
That long time people is growing that liver and kidneys, that saline kidneys and liver. You know, long time people and put them in the soak it in down beige water, salt water, keep it in there and let it go with the blood. Boys isn't growing it for a sale oil for the eating. I've never tried that other skins. Yeah. Never tried them.
Do you ever eat that liver?
Yeah.
A lot of people like them fried. I don't care which sort of fried. Dry, like.
Yeah.
I like them in the pieces, cooked them in a frying pan with onion.
Uh-huh.
I like them.
Yeah.
The seal is all right at that. Too much blood to that meat.
First seal.
Yeah.
We always soak them long time.
Long time.
Do you soak them with vinegar or with
baking soda I
baking
use.
Soda.
And then
yeah.
At the end of it I put salt in overnight and wash it out.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that to seal. Because it takes the taste off. I just soak them in the water.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're just taking that taste off, but take a little bit of blood off, you know.
Uh-huh.
I take all that taste off of it. But the hair seal, you know, it's kind of too much bloody taste. And
strong.
Yes, the seal line is almost all use that skin, and you know, that skin you used for a bidarskis, and gotten used for a raincoat, and throat, and used for a Aleut sauce, make that. And what's called, that feed the bottom and skin, you know, that take them off. Make them rubber, you know, make them not to sleep, didn't make sleepers, to make them so silly with me, I would show you know that doll, let's wear them on up there, you know that, just the guy and he made it, that,
Did they make thread out of the muscles or not?
No.
Just from whales?
Yeah. It's not in using for, what's called, muscles. That
no.
It's at stomach, you know that saline stomach, it's just some of them is big and clean it and dry it, the throat and cut them at
you. That
for I got chicken and used for all which called wheel, which called him that wheel, and used for make them straight.
When you're talking about the string,
yeah, I was just
that,
wondering.
That's
one time she showed me how she made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's from wheel.
Oh. Not sea line ever.
Not sea line. It's quail, what's it called?
Muscles.
It's my muscles,
yeah.
It's a quail. You make that, those kinds, the trade. For Hollywood. Not that used for a shell gut tooth to make them ring good. Some of them is, you know, that trade, some of them is thick, some of them is not too thick. That's the way we do that. The soul's mind mixed thick, the treat, make that for what's called another one. It's not thick, used for the gut, or used for showing for like this. All kinds, that's what's called the mixed for. Yeah. That saline is all, it uses all things that.
Around the heart, there's a sac around the heart.
I know what you mean. It's like a little balloon.
Yeah.
They take that off just really easy. And you can blow that out just like a balloon. Nice white balloon. You have to take it off really easy, well, otherwise it'll just break off.
I heard it was used, they would dry it and use it like to keep tea in.
Would it?
Yeah. A soft little packet of some kind.
John showed me one time. She took it off. Trying to dry it, you know. Uh-huh. She told me you got to blow it out. Uh-huh. You got to blow it out. It's just like a balloon. You have to be careful. That long time people used to use that for spanking people too. The one you're straight, you said they call me Gacha. My grandma used to use that on me. Boy, it hurts. That long.
Oh, the muscles?
Yeah.
From the whale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
It's hard. Mm. Yeah. See the straps on.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they spotted that boy, it's to hide away. That's for spanking.
Yeah.
Even big people, grown-up people, they used to spank them, paddle them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Those time people.
You know, those people just mean it. Mm. What about stick that wood down here? That somebody steal it? Boy, is mad and spank them, sort of thing. Yeah.
Long time people used to have woods down the beach, you know, and they have some kind of nestle on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And even they had nestle because it's hard to get the wood, you know.
Yeah.
So this other guy stole them. Then you get balding up.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I wouldn't even have a nestle on wood because
it's
pretty hard, you know. Like all these woods around, never used to be before.
Well, it's lumber now.
Used to be hard. Sometimes people used to sit by the beach and wait for the wood to go sore, you know, because it's hard to get the wood.
Yeah.
They used to have nestles on them. Before it used to be hard.
Yeah.
Now they just looked at all that wood.
I know it.
That people in the kitchen is lucky that they got everything used, everything used in some kitchens. And at least you can do anything.
From
long
Kashuga
time.
I used to go out to camp with my grandma, and she used to live with a guy named Old Man John. That's his smaller's father, John.
Denisov.
Yeah, he used to live with him. And I used to live with my grandma. I never used to call my mom as mom, my nana.
Oh.
I used to call him my nana. I used to live, grow up with my grandma. Because nobody to take care of me, used to wash. We never used to have that kind of floor, just the wood.
Yeah.
I used to use sand on them and brush them, go on my nails.
Oh.
And we used to go out camping. From the camp, I used to pack wood, about 3-4 on my back. Used to pack wood, used to camp, which far too.
So you would have to be careful how you use the wood, I suppose.
Yeah, because
cooking or?
Sometime when it's raining, we used to have a stove out. You can't help it, even it's cold, you know, trying to save wood. Hard to get wood, you know. This would be awful. Nowadays we're really burning oil.
Yeah.
Sitting in it.
Mm. Yeah.
end up with my grand.
What
you
kind?
You ever went to Kosciuszko? No.
No, I never did.
That's a nice place.
It's a nice place, isn't it? We summertime, if you could tie me fishing boat, let them take up the look at my little system, maybe some of them in there.
I went to Makushin one time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The way I heard the church hall's blown away or something.
Yeah, that's what
Kosciuszko?
I heard too. Yeah.
And that's why I think Larry's boy Billy brought that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Nick Canoff, I saw him down at front of the Bishop House.
Uh-huh.
So I told Nick Canoff one time before there was holiday, before Easter or Christmas or whatever. I told him to put it in that inside that church gate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it. I was next time I'll go down and look.
Know.
I wonder if it's still there or what.
I don't know.
Doesn't look like
it. I saw it for a while, but I haven't noticed it.
I told them twice to put it in the church.
They were going to make an unsold thing for it in the churchyard.
Yeah, because I heard that the church flowed away with Kosciuszko.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That's the one in Tukubautor my brothers made it for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the way my brothers work on it. Okay, not, but that's why I said one that be church house like this at the nobody living in there, that's why. And Kosciuszko and Chernovsky and Makushin.
Those are just George Berenin and Cornelius who moved back to Kosciuszko?
Yeah, after war.
After war?
After the war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think one went back.
The one is we're about 2 hours to try and back to Kosciuszko.
The more people went back to Bork or
no? No.
Other people went to Bork.
That Nikoska people is going to back to for Nikoski, not in Kosciuszko, not in Chernovsky, not in Makushin. Of course I can't help but nobody living in there, that's why. Yeah.
I guess they have until December now to finish that World War II evacuation.
You going to have it?
Well, I mean, the thing, you know, Father serves on this commission, and they're studying the evacuation. And they were supposed to be done in January, I think, but then they extended it until December. So they'll, Father's going Monday, I think, tomorrow, back to Washington again for another meeting.
Yeah. Till Friday?
Also about the
till Friday,
Japanese.
You said in church.
I think so,
I was telling that John, he told me June or July 3rd, that's the war started. Eh?
Oh, June 3rd, yeah.
Or
the bombing of Dutch Harbor.
June.
I thought they were going to have that?
Yeah, they are. They're going to have it the 5th of June, I think, a Saturday. Yeah.
I heard there was a lot of people going to come down to see that.
I think so. I'm not sure. I heard there was a special airplane. Reeve was sending an airplane out, you know, full of people. There's supposed to be some big army people, you know.
No, I heard they're supposed to be, they're going to have, those five Jap planes, like they did same
well,
way?
Well, I heard just 3 planes.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know, 2 American planes and 1 Jap plane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They better be, not better be fine. They're in the, I know, and they said they were going to have that freight rink and free, everything free.
Yeah.
I was telling my daughter, gee whiz, what are we going to do, all that lot of people, you know?
I think they're supposed to come in on the plane and go out on the plane the same day.
Oh. Because I
That's
heard there's
going
a lot of people going to come here to see that because they want to see what was started, what they were doing when that war started, you know.
Yeah.
Because John was here when they bombed here.
Oh.
And John said that those planes was coming this way and this way, and they got hold of that standard, all those tanks.
Uh-huh.
That's where they were after.
Yeah.
And they had a soldier up there, all those ladies crying, no clothes. You know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
Yeah, early,
John knows
yeah,
about
like
it.
5 or so early.
It's
yeah.
early in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
I was in Kusiga. My mama was in Chernovsky.
Uh-huh.
It was a cook in Chernovsky.
Mm-hmm.
And that was me, Olga Kudrin, the Minshaw,
uh-huh.
Kudrin with her mom. Her mom was sick. And George Brennan. And George Brennan's what?
Giefer?
Step boy or something. Just short little guy, but he used to be chubby. They call him Sergey, you know? And so, that old man, the Kefra, no?
Mm-hmm, Kefra.
It's all. And Mike Kudrin, Olga's brother, the one who died. And after we ate, you know, Mike Kudrin was gonna dump the garbage down the beach, went down the beach, you know. We stayed there long. So I ran, it's not too far from Olga's house to the beach, you know. So I ran down and I told Mike, Olga, why don't you go to mom can't get up or something. Olga, he used to help her with him, you know. I was only 9 or 10 years old, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he told me there was a boat coming, but you can't see him, you know. It seemed like he was coming from down there. She told him to go back home. And I was just standing by him, and I could see that boat was coming in, you know, but barely can see him. And I was running back to Olga's again. And I was going to go down George Brennan's house, her house, and way down a little ways. I ran down it. And George was kind of feeling good. She made it home, bro. I was mad at him. I went back up to Olga's. And I saw those planes, 2 planes. Good thing they didn't bomb me.
Yeah.
You know, they were just low, you know, came.
Mm.
And I went in August and Mike got there and they were helping her mom, rubbing it down and, you know, she couldn't walk or anything. So I went in there and I cleaned the dishes. And, well, Mike said he was going to go down by the beach again. He said the boat must be coming for something. And Mike and I and Olga went out of the house. All that 5 planes just passed.
Uh-huh.
And we went down and the boat was coming, anchored out, and there was dory came ashore. And all of a sudden they told us to just go right away, you know. They didn't even give us a chance to take our clothes or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because those planes was flying around in Kusiga. Oh, it was just terrible.
But what happened to the old lady?
They picked him. All the people left from there.
Mm.
We didn't have. We just had a few clothes with us,
uh-huh.
you know, because it was in the evening.
Mm.
It was about 9:30,
mm.
like that, you know.
Mm.
So we went to Kusiga from Kusiga to Chernovsky
uh-huh.
to pick my mom up. We stayed in Chernovsky overnight.
Mm.
Left from there.
Then did you come into Alaska?
Yeah.
Mm. Just a few minutes on the street in Kitchcat. It didn't stop
with you. We stopped over Dutch.
Yeah.
Sure, John was working over there that time. I wasn't married with John, she was single, you know.
Uh-huh.
He used to work for Simstreet over there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw him on a dock, I remember that. From here we went to Kudiak. From Kudiak we went to Kitchcat.
Were the Unalaska people on the same boat?
No, they
no.
were on another boat. Yeah,
uh-huh.
they were on the other boat. That's John left with him.
Uh-huh.
John was traveling with those Unalaska people.
Mm-hmm.
We were traveling Kusigas, Nikolsky, Makushin, Pushkas.
That's all I guess.
Yeah.
Mm. And Pushkas, Pushkas peoples.
And then you went to Ketchikan?
And go to
yeah.
Ketchikan.
We stopped at Kudiak first, then we went to Ketchikan. Because Vern was Marcel and Dora used to work for Vern, you know, and she had to take those 2 ladies to Kudiak. We traveled with Nikolsky people, and that Peter Dushkin's mother,
mm-hmm.
Augusta.
Yeah.
I used to be chubby. I had long brown hair up to here, you know. And every time he said that, I was thinking why he didn't want to look at me or something. And every time I saw him, he just hide away from me. And she didn't want to see me. In the corner, I get to him. She didn't want to smoke for now. Very late. She thought I was white people. Oh, she made me laugh after we met each other and told me. Uh-huh. And he said that when she wants to go out, she's free to me because, he knows I'm walking around. She didn't want to look at me. And sometimes she's tired of staying inside of the boat. Sometimes we at least let people go on a dick, you know. And she want to go out, she look around first before she goes out because she didn't want to meet me. Here I that girl, you know, she said to herself, that didn't make me laugh.
My boy, I'm hungry now.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get very much in Aleut done on this.
No.
But
that one of them girls in there, and just come on, girl around here. Wouldn't you let them out? Wouldn't you let them take them to the school and let them took for a language? The Eskimo girls. Used to stay with me about 2 weeks. He drinks all the time. That's why I didn't stay down here in Seisnikov's house. He says, it took that Eskimo old language.
Yeah.
It's Eskimo language. He took him to the school one day and let him and did a recorder for it, let him took for the Eskimo.
Yeah.
Oh, really Eskimo. Oh. He said,
did you know his name?
No. What could have something come? A chukcha. Eva?
Huh?
I'll go to the house to come to the mukul on the I'm not going to the nana. I'm not going to the
Less.
Less.
I guess I don't know her.
He's down here on the Sama, Saisnikov's house.
Got 1 week left of school, see. Maybe in the fall if she's still here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the next month, maybe it's some, is coming up. You have a travel lot and in here to try a lot of wheat for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a big court in there, I guess. That
Thank you. The Minnesota Orchestra has just concluded Beethoven's great choral symphony, the Ninth in D minor. Stanislaus Strobeshevsky and the soloist take their bows, we conclude tonight's gala performance from Orchestra Hall, Minneapolis. Good night, and thank you for joining us. Presentation of this program was made possible in part by a grant from Northwestern Bell.